meditating, it's better than an invalid worship, the Taliban style worship of 7 tiers does not work. Taliban bichara, they worship, but their worshiping is invalid because it's a physical worship, not mental, not spiritual, not intellectual. They use the body, not the brain. And that worship does not, it gets them where? Into where? Into bombing, into killing. Yesterday in Pakistan, they killed 70 worshippers, Ismailis. Riding a bus, they bombed the bus. And they said, they issued a statement, we will keep killing the Ismailis and the Shias and the Christians in this country. This is because their type of worshiping is mechanical, not mental. They memorize the Quran while the Quran curses them. رُبَّتَالٍ لِلْقُرْآنِ وَالْقُرْآنُ يَلْعَنُهُ. They don't understand the book. They might memorize it. Wait a few days, Ramadan will come, and look at Salatul Taraweeh. Maybe he's 15 years old, 12 years old, he memorizes the whole Quran. But tell him, explain this ayah for me. They don't understand the meaning of the Quran. This is why they get farther away from the Quran. The Quran is a magical book. If you understand it very well, you get close to it. If you read it without understanding, you get farther away from it. This is how it works. It's a very magical book. If you misunderstand it, although you are reading it, carrying it with you, but you misunderstanding, you get farther away from God and from the Quran. وَدَلِيلُ التَّفَكُّرِ الصَّمْتِ. And also, in order for you to do tafakkur and contemplate, you have to listen more than you speak. You have to listen, الصمت. We have many traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our imams, they say that if you want to realize, to understand who's aqil, who's wise, who's prudent, and who's not, look at the amount of the verbal activities they have. If they are talkative, whenever someone is really talkative, all the time he or she speak, all the time, then this is a reason that there is something wrong here. But if someone is not talkative, whenever it is needed, he speaks very well, he's eloquent, he or she. But whenever it is not needed, he's silent. This means that this person is a prudent, wise. It's up to you. Which one do you want to be? وَدَلِيلُ التَّفَكُّرِ الصَّمْتِ وَلِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَطِيَّةٍ. Everything in this life requires a vehicle. مَطِيَّة means a vehicle. وَمَطِيَّةُ الْعَاقِلِ التَّوَاضُعُ. The vehicle for the prudent person is a humility. If the prudent person, the wise person, is arrogant, this means that his work is in vain. He lost his work. وَمَطِيَّةُ الْعَاقِلِ التَّوَاضُعُ. To be humble. And I have seen this very well in my life. Those who are true scholars, they become humble. The more they gain knowledge, the more they become down to earth and humble. But if they become arrogant, they lose. They lose. They are the first losers. وَكَفَى بِكَ جَهْلًا أَن تَرْكَبَ مَا نُهِيتَ عَنْهِ يَا هِشَامِ. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حُجَّتَيْنِ حُجَّةٌ ظَاهِرَةٌ وَحُجَّةٌ بَاطِنٌ. Allah has sent two guides. Hujjah means guide. One, we see it, apparent, we see it. The other, we don't see it. فَأَمَّا الظَّاهِرَ, the one that people see, فَالرُّسُلُ وَالْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالْأَئِمَّةِ. There are the prophets and the messengers. People see them, interact with them. They see them. This is Hujjah, proof of God. The guide that leads you to God. But there is an invisible hujjah and a proof. What is it? Who can tell me? We have two. One is visible. The prophet is visible. The second is invisible. Huh? Aql ahsant. Al-aql. The second proof, the second guide, the second path to God is reason. Aql. And they work together. وَمَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ عُبِدَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَفْضَلَ مِنَ الْعَقْلِ. Nothing you can worship God with better than reason. You must use your reason. For you to enjoy the worshiping, you must use reason. This is part of the wisdom of our seven imam. Al-Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wassalam, who was born in outside the city of Medina in a village called Al-Abwa, and died where did he die? Inside the prison cell. He was imprisoned for more than 10 years. He died at the age of 55. He was taken from the city of Medina by Harun al-Abbasi. Ironically, Harun comes to Medina and he stands up in front of the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I apologize to you. I have to arrest your grandson, Musa. I have to arrest him. Because he's sowing the seeds of dissension and discord and fitna in Medina. Imagine. Allahu Akbar. Imam Musa al-Kadhim does this. Imam Musa al-Kadhim, the beacon of wisdom and knowledge and love and care and unity and harmony and tolerance. And his name is Kadhim. His name is Kadhim means he tolerates. يَكْذِمُ الْغَيْرِ. He suppresses his anger. They speak about him. They say, Al-Imam al-Kadhim, when he was in Medina, before he was arrested by the Abbasite, he will work very hard to help the people of Medina. Whenever he hears about an orphan, about a widow, about a poor family, about someone, Abir al-Sabil, wayfarer who came to Medina but he doesn't have money to go back home, he will go to them. He would help them. The mathal, darbul mathal in Medina and Iraq was at that time the proverb of the people, the community. It was well known in the community. عجبت لمن جاءته صرة موسى ثم اشتكى الفقر. We wonder how someone receives the gift. صرة was the like the envelope today. They put the money. He would put the money and then he give it to people left and right. It was said that someone who receives this envelope from Imam Al-Kadhim would never complain about poverty for the rest of his life. That was the character of the Imam. An Imam who was the servant of the people, serving them. One day, imagine this Imam, how generous he was. On the way from Medina to Mecca performing Hajj, they stood at a place to rest. The place happened to be a ranch, bustan, or mazra'a, farm. So the man, the servant who was there, he didn't know the Imam, but he saw the Imam with his companions. Apparently they were tired from a long trip. The trip will take about a week from Medina to Mecca, about a week. Nowadays it takes 4 hours. At that time, 1 week. And it was cold during the winter time. So he brings some food, prepares some food for them. And then he brings some fire for them. The Imam eats the food and he thanks him. At the time of departure, he asks about his master. He says, who's your master? The man apparently worked in the farm. He was not the owner. He was someone who served there. He says, my master is in Mecca now. Imam said, give me his name. He took his name. he went to Al-Mawsim, which is Al-Hajj, and he asked for him. The man came to the Imam. He said to him, would you sell this location that you have, the farm that you have on the way between Mecca and Medina? He said, yeah, sure, I sell it. He said, would you sell me the slave that is working there? He says, yes. So he purchased the slave and the farm for 1,000 dinar, 1,000 golden coin at that time. And he writes a letter to the Imam that you are the owner of this property. At that time, there were no escrow, you know, alhamdulillah. They didn't have to pay $800 to the escrow. So the Imam gives him the money. He comes back on the way back to Medina. He stops there and he says to that man who was serving, apparently he was a slave. He says to him, this is the document, the grand deed. I will transfer it from my name to your good name. The Imam puts his name on the grand deed and then he says, this farm is for you. وَأَنْتَ حُرٌّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And also you are a free man from today. لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. For the sake of Allah. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Imagine, this is the generosity of Ahlul Bayt. So Harun says to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, I apologize to you because I have to arrest Musa because he is creating fitna among the community in Medina. It reminds me of the Gulf states today. They were at Camp David and then negotiating with President Obama. And then their main big concern is that the Shias are creating fitna. Ajib. Shia are creating fitna. Shia are sending their warplanes to attack Yemen. Shia are sending their money to create dissension and civil war in Syria, in Egypt. Shia are bombing the innocents in Pakistan and Afghanistan or in Iraq. Do you know, yesterday visitors were on their way to visit the shrine of the 7th Imam in Baghdad and there were four bombings, claimed so many innocent people. Zuwar on their way to visit the shrine of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Shias are the victim, always are the victim. Shia are peace-loving people. Tell me, where is Shias doing, you know, suicide missions or dissension? Even the Shia of Bahrain, they never fired a single bullet. Never. Their demonstrations are peaceful. But look at history repeating itself. On the one hand, the dictators and the tyrants at that day was Harun, Al-Mansur, Al-Ma'mun. Today, Sheikh Fulan and Sheikh Fulan and Sheikh Fulan. And the victims are the same. At that day, the victims was Al-Imam Al-Baqir, Al-Imam Al-Sadiq, Al-Imam Al-Kadhim, Al-Imam Al-Ridha, Al-Imam Al-Jawad. Today, the victims are the Shias of Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Bahrain, Yemen, Egypt, Morocco, these countries. But Allah says, "Inna rabbaka labil mirsad." I'm standing there. I'm watching. I would not let the evil doers prevail. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. There is a law written in the heaven, written in the universe. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Evilhood, injustice, dictatorship, lies are going to be destroyed. Perishable. They are bound to perish. They survive for years, but they don't survive forever. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Imam al-Kadhim was taken by four hammalin porters carrying his coffin. Imagine. From the prison. He died in the prison cell. Today, hundreds of thousands, rather millions are going to his shrine. He's not alone. He's not lonely. The same thing with his son, Imam al-Ridha. Was poisoned
No one was next to him when he was poisoned. His son Imam al-Jawad came to wash him, to bury him. Look at how many millions. Go to his shrine. I was reading in the paper yesterday, or the day before yesterday, 15 million people go to visit the shrine of Imam Ridha in Mashhad. A man who died alone. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Where is Bani al-Abbas? Where is the kingdom of Harun al-Rashid? Harun al-Abbasi, who killed the seventh imam, who used to say, شَرِّقِي أَوْ غَرِّبِي, oh the cloud, go eastward or westward. فَلَا تُمْطِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي مُلْكِي. Wherever you end, you're going to reign in my property, mulki. Where is he now? How many people remember him? Unless someone wants to remember the bully dancing, he will remember Harun. That's all. Where is he? Where is al-Ma'mun who murdered al-Imam al-Ridha? Where is he? People visit the shrine of Imam al-Ridha and say, La'na, La'nat Bar, Harun, he's buried there. People curse him. People curse him. No one says salam to Harun, salam to Ma'mun. No one. Believe me, even our Sunni brothers and sisters, they don't say salam to them. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Evil is bound to perish, no matter what they do. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he was born at very difficult circumstances. Bani Umayyah, they were chasing Ahlul Bayt, Imam al-Sadiq, and they wanted to end Ahlul Bayt and their progeny. This is why Imam al-Sadiq kept the birth of the seventh Imam, his son Imam Musa alayhi salam, secret. He lived with his father for almost 20 years. And when Imam al-Sadiq was about to die, in his will, he mentioned it privately to the Khawas, to those very important, reliable people. Among him, he said, the Imam after me is Waladi Musa ibn Ja'far, my son Musa alayhi salam. Why? Because the Abbasid were after the Imam to murder him, to put an end to Ahlul Bayt. And because they were so fearful of the Imams, they tried to promote others. Read the history of others, how they were promoted. Why today 85% of the Muslims, they follow other traditions? Because this happened 1200 years ago. They were promoted by the Sultan, by money, by Al Jazeera, Al Arabiya, these propaganda. Today, when you read the press, and if you are an outsider, especially the Arab press, and put the word Shia, what would you see? Oh, Shia are seceders, Khawarij, Shia are Rafida, rejectors, Shia, they reject Islam, Shia have different Quran, Shia have different set of belief. This is the propaganda. This is exactly what happened at that time. They are repeating the story today. This is exactly what they told the people. They promoted others against Ahlul Bayt. And I wonder how we survived, how this 15% or 18% survived until today. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ. They tried to extinguish it. Allah says, nay, you can't do that. I will continue my path. Despite they are minority, they will continue. Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam. I maybe mentioned this before at some time. His mother was not an Arab. His mother's name was Hamida. She was from southern Spain. Southern Spain. Maybe European. She was taken, unfortunately, as prisoner of war, brought by the Muslims to Medina, Imam al-Sadiq, he purchased her from the market and he sets her free. And then he asks his son, al-Imam Musa alayhi salam, to marry her. So he married her. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam married her. Imam al-Sadiq married her after setting her free. And then she delivers for him the seventh Imam, al-Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wassalam. At the end, Harun could not tolerate the Imam. He saw the influence of the Imam. He saw how people are mesmerized when they listen to him. Although his followers were not that huge number, but still dictators fear even from one voice. If there is one voice opposing them, they still fear that voice. They have no tolerance for a freedom of speech. They have no tolerance. Imagine a dictator, if 10,000 people are clapping for him, someone is not, they capture him, they put him in jail. Why don't you clap to His Majesty? You have to clap. They feel insecure. Someone who does not have the right aqidah, the right ideology, the right belief, he or she would feel insecure all the time. This is why they crush other voices. But someone who knows that his aqidah is solid, let people speak. I'm not worried. Let them argue, let them discuss, let them raise their voice. Let's hear what they say. Because you know your aqidah, the foundation of your ideology, is solid. You are not going to be defeated. As long as you have reason and aql, as long as you have the Quran and the true sunnah of the Prophet, no one can defeat you. The other day they were giving books after a Friday prayer, some of you noticed. Some Christian missionaries, they come on a Fridays after Salat al-Jum'ah and they give books. They gave me the book. I took it with a smile and I said, thank you. Some people, they freaked out. Say it. They are giving books. I said, why do you worry? They are losing money, wasting their money on these sprints. Let them give the book. If your aqidah is solid, let them give 10 books, not one book. You should not worry if your educational, intellectual, theological, philosophical foundation is solid. You should not worry. Let them give book. So the tyrant knows he's wrong. Any voice there, even the voice is so weak, he feels terrified. So they captured the Imam from Medina. They sent him to Basra, to a jailer named Isa ibn Ja'far for 1 year. He was in the prison of Basra. And then Harun said, no, we have to send him to a notorious camp, Abu Ghraib jail, Abu Ghraib type jail in Baghdad. So they sent him to other jailer, and then he ended up with a very notorious man called As-Sindi ibn Shahik, a torturer. He puts the Imam in a very terrible place, underground. Not a cell above the ground, underground. حيث كان الإمام لا يميز فيه بين الليل والنهار. The Imam could not realize one is day, one is night. Dark cell, solitary confinement, underground. But the Imam in his sujood, he would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing him a place to worship until the conditions became very harsh. They would not provide Imam with food. Imam wanted some clean air. They would not allow him to leave the cell. At that time, the Imam used to say in his prayers, Ya Mukhallis al-Shajar, من بين ماء وطين. O Allah, O my Lord, who delivers the fruit from water and soil. يا مخلص الطفل من بين رحم ومشيمة. O Allah, who delivers the babies from their mother's wombs. خلصني من سجن هارون. I cannot tolerate this anymore. Allah, provide me with deliverance and salvation. As-salamu ala al-mu'adhab fi qa'r al-sujoon. As-salamu ala al-mu'adhab fi qa'r al-sujoon wa dhulam al-matamir. This saq al-marzud bi halaq al-quyud wal janazat al-munada alayha bi dhull al-istighfaf. Salam to this imam who has been chained and shackled and handcuffed inside his prison. Salam on this imam when they took his janazah, his coffin outside. They start calling him names with slurs and insults. Ali ibn Suwaid, one of the companions of the imam, he said, I went to visit him. I said to him, Yabna Rasulullah, Wallahi laqad dhaqat suduruna. We cannot wait any longer. Your followers, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, they want to see you. Ayna al-faraj, Yabna Rasulullah? When salvation is coming? When would they set you free from this prison? We are all waiting for you to come back to us, to your community. He said, Ya Ali, al-faraj qareeb. انتظروني ضحا يوم الجمعة على الجسر من بغداد. Faraj is so close, Ya Ali. Tell the Shia to wait for me on a Friday morning at the main bridge that connecting the two sides, Karkh and Rasafa, in the city of Baghdad. Let them wait for me there. He says, I went running to the homes of the Shias in Baghdad, those who love the Imam. I knocked at their door. I said to them, Al-Bishara, Al-Bishara, I have good news for you. The Imam is released, is very imminent. He's going to come out from the prison on a Friday morning. They were so happy, they could not wait until Friday arrived. We gathered there at the bridge. We've been waiting for the Imam to come out from the prison. Suddenly we saw a coffin carried by four people carrying the coffin of the Imam. طرحوها على الجسر من بغداد ونودي عليها هذا إمام الرافض. They threw the coffin on the bridge and they said, this is the Imam of the Rafid, the rejectors of Islam. وضعوا على جسر الرصافة نعشه وعليه نادى بالهوان منادي مثل موسى بن جعفر الصنديد حماميل شالت نعشه الحيد ما مش عشير الهاي وتميد ظلت ورا المهدي مواعيد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. والعاقبة للمتقين. إن شاء الله tomorrow we have صلاة الجمعة, and Saturday السبت إن شاء الله الساعة 8:00 مساء عندنا الجلسة العربية هنا يوم السبت 8:00 مساء بعد غد إن شاء الله.